not just that, but many other things. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is everything that happened in history led up to us. And if history hadn't happened the way it did, we wouldn't even be. And so our lives are very precarious and very transitory. And if I don't live eternally, it's meaningless. Oh, but you know, blah, 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 history and your peers and things left behind. And then the sun goes supernova and it all goes bye-bye. Oh, we'll send out a capsule that'll probably be lost in the vastness of the universe. You know, man wants to imagine we're going to do this or do that. Let them try. They fear their mortality, and for fear of it, it's like I don't know if we could even get that far without killing all of ourselves or being killed. Because the world is not an entirely friendly place to the likes of man. So I look to everlasting life, not to salvation in this life, not to some, you know, fame that we might get. You know, people become immortal in this world by what? Becoming famous. Like those immortals, George Washington. But what good does it really do, George? You know? Abraham Lincoln, everybody knows his name. Everybody knows what he looks like. And he's the butt of men's jokes. And nobody really knows Abe. You know? Because he's dead. And that's what will be. That's why there's no cost that is not worth paying to eternal life. Whatever it takes, I'll pay it. And that, this man wanted to know what good thing he would do. What horrible thing do I have to do? That's why, you know, what do I have to give up? What do I have to lose to gain? Ask yourself those questions as well. Because it is well to be prepared and to be appraised of what could be. I'll tell you, they live in a soft life in America and they think, oh, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. Isn't God good? There are people suffering in other nations. There are people dying for their faith. We don't have any idea what it's like for some people in parts of this world. The anguish and horror they go through. And my little sacrifices are meaningless in the face of the horrors that men endure for the kingdom of God. Or for nothing. You know? I mean, how many people endure so much for nothing? That's so pathetic. It's so sad. I really try to feel for it. But I really don't even know how horrible some of their lives must be. I tell you what, even in the most horrible life, though, I know men find joy. And they find pleasure. Because it is good to be alive. It is good. Better to be alive than not be alive. I don't care what kind of life you're living. Because those who live have an opportunity. They know something. Life is. And I could take hold on eternal life. If God would just be gracious to me and give it to me. But don't deceive yourself. God doesn't owe anything to anyone. And you know what? In the next chapter, that's going to be the exact subject we're going to talk about. So I'm glad to leave this on that note.